You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOY that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is animal cognition? Cognition is the ability to reason, think, and process information. Animal cognition would refer to the ability of animals to perform mental processes that are beyond their genetic behaviors. Until fairly recently, it was thought that only humans think. Turns out that from studies done on animals in the wild, in zoos, and in laboratories, they too can think. I'm not talking about some weird Planet of the Apes scenario, but the basics for their cognitive abilities are much like humans. Animal thinking would include things such as planning in advance, problem solving, hunting as a group, mentally mapping their environment, tool use, recognizing themselves, or communicating with symbols. Some behaviors might seem complex, but don't involve thinking. Rather, those would be innate, acting on instinct, genetic. Zoologists, the scientists who study animals, don't guess or assume. They do research to find out if an act is cognition or if it's genetic. A study with border collies, for example, showed that those dogs can understand more than 1,000 words. The dogs had learned the names of toys and understood language. Humans hear sounds, words, imitate them, and practice them. Other scientific studies with birds and dolphins show they learn their songs in the same way that humans learn language. They hear a sound,
hello,
imitate the sound,
hello,
listen to the sound they just made,
hello,
and do it again to practice.
Hello.
We, humans, use tools to reach or pick up something. Turns out that New Caledonian crows use sticks and leaf stems to make tools to get insects. Chimpanzees build tools to get termites deep in their nests. Dolphins, elephants, magpies, and humans can even recognize themselves. They're self-aware. For example, a study with a dolphin with a painted mark on its head showed that it will turn to look at itself in a mirror. Unmarked dolphins didn't do this behavior. Humans start to become self-aware roughly around 18 months. And in fact, here's a famous zoology experiment you can try on your kids. Get a long, non-leaking cylinder, too narrow for their fingers. Drop a peanut into the bottom and then leave it on a table. Also, place a pitcher of water on the table near the tube. Then ask your child to remove the peanut without lifting or tipping the tube. See if their cognitive abilities are at a level where they problem solve, pouring water into the cylinder and making the peanut float to the top. Turns out that orangutans can solve this experiment. They do it by spitting water into the tube, and it's around age 8 that human children can solve the same experiment. Well, we've just learned a little bit about animal cognition. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday Afternoon Matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website, wboi.org.